looking for northern snakeheads in a tributary of the Potomac.
I've not seen the first sign of a snakehead.
The technique uses an electric current to stun nearby fish. The man in the water is John Odenkirk, who's watched the numbers rise.
Most likely scenario is that this population will expand for a period of time and then drop back to a lower level and stabilize as this species kind of finds its niche in the system, as so many other exotics have done. And it's possible it could be somewhat catastrophic. It's just impossible to say at this point.
Scientists have been studying the snakehead population closely to gauge its impact ever since anglers first started catching the voracious predator in the Potomac and its tributaries in 2004. It's thought the snakeheads, dubbed by the media as frankenfish, may have been introduced by an aquarium owner or by someone looking to establish a new food resource. The worry is that snakeheads, as this captive specimen demonstrates, like to eat other fish. Angling is a major sport on the Potomac and, consequently, big business. It's how Steve Jaconis makes his living.
Bass fishing here on the Potomac is really big. The Potomac's considered by a lot of guys and pretty much industry people that it's one of the top five bass fisheries in the country. And what that translates to is that every year you have a couple of top professional bass tournaments here that bring in a lot of money to the local economies.
Anglers worry that the snakeheads will eat young bass and compete for food, so they're doing their part to keep numbers down. Derek Radosky is aiming to become an expert snakehead fisherman, but with some trepidation.
I am concerned about promoting the sport of snakehead fishing, that people would move the snakeheads to other bodies of water to make it a sport there as well, so that's not what I'm looking to do. But to say that I'm pleased about it, no, but it's a hell of a fun thing to do on the weekend when I'm not selling security equipment Monday through Friday.
Since their arrival in these waters, snakeheads have captured a lot of attention. But they're far from the only interloper in the region's waters. Scientist Greg Ruiz studies invasive species. For him, the discovery of this Chinese mitten crab in the nearby Chesapeake Bay earlier in the year is potentially worrying, but not surprising.
We know of hundreds of non-native species that are established in our bays and estuaries. When you include freshwater, the number goes up 500 to 1,000 perhaps.
An increase Ruiz attributes to the effects of globalization.
The number of non-native species arriving to our waters in North America is going up dramatically over time. Many people believe that's driven by trade, increasing trade, increasing opportunities for organisms to be moved around.
For those looking to stem that tide, the snakehead's success so far is not encouraging. Malcolm Brown for VOA News on Doak Creek, near Washington, D.C.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com